For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is warning nations not to retaliate against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. The president told world leaders at the G7 meeting in Quebec that historically, trade deals did not favor the U.S.
Because of the fact that the United States leaders of the past didn't do a good job on trade. And again, I'm not blaming countries, I'm blaming our people that represented our past. Got to change. It's going to change. I mean, it's not a question of I hope it changes. It's going to change 100%.
President Trump is now preparing for his meeting in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He says he believes the meeting will go very well and that Kim Jong-un will do the right thing for his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
The horse named Justify goes into the record books as a Triple Crown winner.
Justify is still there. Justify from Gronkowski. He's just perfect. And now he's just immortal. Justify is the 13th Triple Crown winner.
Larry Colmus with the call on NBC Sports. Justify won the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness on soggy, wet tracks. But the Belmont track was hot and dry. Melons are being recalled after a new salmonella outbreak. Federal health officials are tracking a new salmonella outbreak that's blamed on pre-cut melons. At least 60 people have been sickened in 5 Midwestern states. More than 30 have gone to the hospital. The suspected source is a Cato food plant in Indianapolis. Pre-cut melons from that facility have been recalled. Just watch out for watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, and fresh-cut mixed melons. So far, no one has died. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An animal attack in Florida leaves one woman dead. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
Authorities in Florida say search teams have located the body of the woman killed by an alligator in Davie, Florida. The 47-year-old was walking her dogs near a lake yesterday when she was attacked. Officer Ronald Washington is with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Initial necropsy revealed human remains in the gator.
A trapper hired by authorities removed the 12-foot, 6-inch alligator from the pond and killed it. The woman's arm was inside the gator. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A world-renowned celebrity travel host has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Found dead in a hotel room in France where he was working on an episode of his popular CNN series Parts Unknown. Anthony Bourdain was a celebrity chef who joined CNN in 2013. Did an interview in which he discussed the expected lifespan of a chef.
Cooking is hard. It's really hard. It breaks you down. Chef's lifespan used to be into the 30s, was 37 years old. It is now about 57. Why do we demand or insist or expect chefs to die behind the stove, broken-assed, flat-footed, varicose veined at 57? Why do we hold chefs to a higher standard than Keith Richards or Iggy or anyone else who's incredibly cool and changed the world?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.